Welcome to Sports Mad Rez's This Week in Review podcast, where we highlight the recent news in sports medicine research. This past week's most popular post on sportsmedrez.org discussed a study that found that soccer players have impaired postural control after a fatigue-inducing task. The single-leg balance impairments were related to repeated sprint ability performance, which suggests that an athlete who was less fatigued by a sprinting task had less balance impairment. When an athlete becomes fatigued, his or her balance may be compromised. However, we don't know how much fatigue influences balance among young soccer players and if changes in balance influence performance. Therefore, the authors investigated the effect of fatigue on changes in balance during unipedal and bipedal static stances, as well as whether there is a relationship between performance in a fatiguing activity and balance among young soccer athletes. 21 young male soccer players from two teams in Italy participated in a fatigue-inducing task, which consisted of repeated sprints. The players also completed the balance testing before and after the fatigue-inducing task. The balance task consisted of four randomized conditions: bipedal eyes open and closed, as well as unipedal right and left limb, both with eyes open. The authors assessed fatigue-induced postural sway, center of pressure, and center of pressure velocity compared with baseline postural measurements. The authors found that soccer players performed bipedal and unipedal balance worse following the fatigue-inducing task in both legs. Fatigue may have had a greater impact on the player's balance when he stood on the kicking leg. The authors also found that the more fatigued the player was, the more his balance on his non-kicking leg was impaired. This study is important because the authors illustrate that a young soccer player's postural control is reduced due to fatigue the same way fatigue influences balance in adults. The authors also demonstrated a relationship between the amount of fatigue and balance, which suggests that the more fatigued an athlete was, the more his unipedal balance was impaired. It will be interesting to follow up on this finding to determine if improving an athlete's endurance may help prevent a decline in postural control after running. Further research also needs to determine how fatigued a young soccer player must be before balance is impaired. Medical personnel and coaches should be aware that balance is impaired during a fatigued state and determine if training or precautions, for example, removing a fatigued player from the game, are necessary to decrease injury risk. It'll also be helpful to see whether better conditioning can help avoid balance impairment after a tiring task and which programs may be most effective. In the meantime, we should continue to promote endurance and balance training, since the risks are low and the possible rewards could be great. This past week, we also had one other post on sportsmedrez.org. That's res.org. This post described a systematic review that determined that there is very little evidence that an anterior cruciate ligament reconstruction can reduce the risk of knee osteoarthritis. Don't forget that we also share extra material on social media. For example, this past week, our social media posts included an evidence-based practice paper from the Journal of Athletic Training that discussed the findings from a clinical trial that found that early ACL reconstruction plus rehabilitation did not provide better results at 5 years compared with optional delayed ACL reconstructions plus rehabilitation. Furthermore, the authors found no radiographic differences among patients with early ACL reconstruction, delayed ACL reconstruction, or rehabilitation alone. We also shared a news article about a study that found that young baseball pitchers who threw more than 100 pitches per week are at risk for a newly identified overuse injury that can impede normal shoulder development and lead to additional problems. If you have a question you'd like us to address on this podcast, send us a message via social media. And remember, You can always follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Google+, or LinkedIn. We'll be back next week with more sports medicine research. Until then, have a fun one.